20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Hey, it's Matt Malone, and we are back again living virtually. And this time we're with Brentwood at Niles. Got great friends over there. And what's really cool about today's edition is we actually are joined by somebody that we are very familiar with and a new friend at the same time. So we welcome now, Sherry is with us, and so is Jennifer. How are y'all doing today?
Good. We're doing just fantastic.
Wonderful. Well, Sherry, you and I know each other. We've met each other a couple different times here. And Jennifer, you're new to Brentwood at Niles. So welcome. And I look forward to working with you here in the future.
Oh, I do too, Matt. This is really exciting.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you know, we are in a new year. We mentioned a new venture, and that's kind of going to be the theme that we have for our questions here today as we get to know Sherry a little bit better. So, Sherry, I want to know from you, what was your favorite part of last year? There's a lot of difficult things that happened last year, but we've got to look at the bright side.
Part was everybody at Brentwood, Meridian, and the governor all kept us safe on our home.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think and I think that's a good thing to think about too. You know, the fact that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going out there and a lot of a lot of things that were spread and passed around unintentionally, of course. And right. So that safety was such a big thing for y'all.
That was.
Yeah. Well,
we've always been negative, so that's good.
That's very good, and we want to keep it that way. Absolutely. Well, let's look at new year. Let's look at the future here. What are you most looking forward to as we look to 2021?
Oh, I'm hoping we get to go out more. I get to be with my family more. I have grandchildren I haven't been with for almost a year now, and great-grandchildren.
Wow. So,
I'm hoping for that.
I think that's a great answer. You know, I know there's a lot of people in my position as well, too. I've been away from my family, so I know that they feel the same way, that they can't wait to see you in person again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's look at, you know, the other side of New Year's, and that is the resolution aspect of it. I think at this point now, since we're, you know, over a week into the New Year's of 2021, people have probably dropped off, but I want to know, do you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
No, I don't do New Year resolutions.
You and I are the same. You and I are on the same page with that. So I want to know that maybe not necessarily a resolution, but maybe something you'd like to do more this year, something, you know, a little bit more personally attached to you.
I'd like to be, like I say, with my family and get out, go shopping.
Sure.
Often things that I haven't done for since March.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
I agree with you. Are you into doing any kind of crafts or anything like that?
Yes, I color on my, well, I do painting on paper, but I also do it on my phone, and I've been doing that this whole time. So that's kept me busy.
There you go. Perfect. I like it. I hope that we'll be able to see some of your artwork here eventually or very soon. Do you have any that are hanging up there at Brentwood?
No, that they did when they had the art gallery.
Oh,
yeah. Then I had some hanging up that I had colored.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's ask the last question that we'll have for you. And this is one that we talked about here last week is, you know, being that we don't necessarily, you know, live our lives by, you know, resolutions or goals or anything like that, we can still take a word and kind of apply that throughout the year. So I want to know, Sherry, do you have a word that you'd like to live your life by here through 2021? And my example, time. I would like to try to make more time for, you know, the things I enjoy, the people that I love, things like that.
I say hopeful.
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 That's a great word. And how do you see that apply?
Well, hopefully that this virus goes away and we get our shots and we'll be better treated, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I think that's a great word. And I'm very hopeful that, you know, the same things that you just listed off will become true as well for everybody. So Sherry, we are grateful for you. Thank you for being a friend of ours here at Y Country. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you in person very soon too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Jennifer, it was great to meet you. I want to ask you that same question. I want to ask you, what word would you want to live your life by?
Joyfully.
Okay.
I want to live joyfully. We've had so much fear and so much unknown that I just want to show joy, give joy, be joy. And that's my theme for this year.
I think that's a great theme to have. Absolutely. Well, it was very nice to chat with both of you. And we look forward to seeing you very soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thank you again.
Bye.
Living virtually Bye. Here with Brentwood at Niles with 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.